Ketzer Hashem. Ketzer Hashem u'edes lechol es harayma. So we've completed Ketzer Arega, we start Ketzer Hashem, the rules of Shein. Ha-behema u'edes lechol peiris di'arachis. So that's easy enough. A behemah is a mu'ed to eat things that are normal for it to eat. Achlok susekei le'mishalom chatzi nezek. If an animal eats clothing or kelim, you pay only chatzi nezek because that's mishunah, Rashi says. And because it's mishunah, you pay chatzi nezek. What's the case? The animal thought it tastes good, this susekei le'm. What's the tzir of the Mishnah? Achlok susekei le'm means the animal thought it tastes very good and it chewed it. And that's why it pays chatzi nezek. Or maybe the animal taka likes it. Is that what it means? Huh? To be shame. Because it's mishunah. So even if it's mechavan lahanoah, it's mechavan lahanoah, so it also becomes karen. How are we going to know if the animal is mechavan lahanoah? Remember we declared once, if an animal eats fake fruit, plastic fruit, if that's shein or if it's karen. That's the question. Here, achlok susekei le'm is the same shayla. It's funny, Rashi teaches achlok susekei le'm, but not in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Gemara. In the second wide line, by Shun Rada Achla Tamri, Rashi says, Avok susekei le'm afilo yade'etchak lav orche le'michlinu. Ela miskaven lahazik. What does Rashi mean, miskaven lahazik? Rashi seems to say that if you're mechaven lahazik, then it's karen. But if you're mechaven lahanoah, then it's not karen. Is that Rashi saying? If an animal eats, how can you tell if the animal thinks it likes the ksus? I don't know, it's a little hard to tell. If he comes back for more. He comes back for more. Yeah.
Is it possible for
him
to like
tzitzis? Everything's possible. I mean, is that the case in the Mishnah? If an animal likes tzitzis kelim, so it's also... I know, it sounds that way from Rashi. Why does Rashi hear those words? It has nothing to do with the Pshat and the Gemara Pashtus. Rashi says, Elam eskaven lahazik. Rashi seems to understand that if the animal is mechaven lahanoah, so that's shame. I don't know if that could be shame. Actually, we have two questions. One, if it's mechaven lahanasa in a way that would be normal, and it's not nehenah. Or if it's mechaven lahanasa in a way that's not normal, if you have an animal that happens to like sus and kalim, there's some that would still be karen. You say, we go basar amin, this min abahema, it's mishonah. But if for some reason they thought it's good, let's say a normal animal would somehow think it's good, and then when they eat it, it's no good. Is that Shane or is that Karen? So from Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi says Mishunah who, so Karen's Mishunah, there's also Mishunah. But Rashi in the Gemara says you need Kavanasa Lahazik. I say from Rashi in the Gemara that Rashi holds that if it's Kavana is Lahanasa, that it would be considered Shane anyway. Alright, so we have to see if we'll have other rayas to this, but it seems that way is from Rashi. That miskaven lahanasa is different. I don't remember, we had rayas differently. You go busted a minha behema, that I think we had clear. That if one animal is unusual and it happens to like something else, that doesn't make it orchid. But what?
Why isn't he chayven? The owner knows about it. The person is just leaving stuff here because no animal is going to come eat his stuff.
But the Rif said that Shein is part of Bishus Arabin because it's impossible for an owner to stop his animal if it's walking down the street. So the Ptur is still a Ptur. What? I don't know. Rashi says Miskaven Lahazik. Is Rashi saying that? That if you're not Miskaven
Lahazik.
This is No, the Mishnah's case of Achuk Susa Kerem Shah Chatzi Nezek is Mechavan Lahazik. Our Mishnah Chatzi Nezek is Mechavan Lahazik. Just what happens if it eats Susa Kelem is Mechavan Lahanasa? It would seem that that Shein will be Nezek Shalom. The Shein will be Nezek Shalom. That's what seems for Rashi. So, I don't know. It's a Chiddush. If we can understand why Rashi stuck in Mechavan Lahazik, in the context of the Gemara, it's not needed there. If I say Rashi meant to ask him. Does it have to be that a normal animal could have an oar, or that a normal animal would make a toss and think it could have an oar? Yeah, but still said Kalim that somehow look appetizing to a normal animal. But the animal can't have an oar from it. It bites into it right away, it stops. Is that biting, is that called eating, or is that called neshicha? One, we had five types of mu'ud, five types of... a list of mu'ud, right? Livoit, lirboit, one of them is lishach, is to bite. When an animal bites, that's keren. When an animal eats, that's shein. It doesn't say noshchot susakelem, it says ochlok susakelem. Sounds like it went to eat susakelem. So it sounds from the Mishnah that ochlok susakelem is keren. And yet Rashi says only if it's the schaven lahazik. So it's not clear. Not clear what the din would be. You have to try to figure out what this should be tolian. Right, it's tolian whether you need whether mishuna is the crucial criteria, or whether miskavalan also. We had two taichin to differentiate between keren and shein. One that shein is mechavan lahanor and keren is mechavan lahasik, and one that shein is normal is orche and that keren is mishuna. So we're having this problem. Which is the crucial uptaich? Is the uptaich, it's enough that it's Mishonah, and it's Mishonah makes it into Karen? Or was Mechavan Lahazik a necessary condition? If it's Mishonah, it's Mechavan Lahanasa, what would the din be? So Vaita, we seem to have from Rashi here, Deinim is Kavan Lahazik, it sounds from Rashi that you need Kavan Lahazik Mamish. Truth is, we have to go back and see other places if we can have other rayas from Rashi. I don't know. It's one nekuda that we never got clear. Yep.
Rashi used to say though that it's up one or the other. It says that there love or pain when it's not a mitzvah, then it is a mitzvah.
Yeah. The question is, what happens if it's See, if it's lav orche and miskavan lahazik, that's definitely, they have both, that's certainly caring. Ashayla is, what happens if it's lav orche and it's miskavan lahanasa? If it's not normal, but it thinks it'll have anah from it, it's not going to have any anah from it. Huh?
Rashi
says both. It can't have anah, but it could be mechavan lahanasa. The animal could be mechavan lahanasa. Yeah. It sees something and it thinks it tastes good, and it bites into it and it doesn't taste good. Now, normally, if an animal bites into a keli, the animal doesn't tell you. If the animal put ketchup on it, you know that he thinks it tastes good. But the animal doesn't tell you he's bechav. So only a chitimtzi is something like we spoke about, something that looks like food, that's really not food. But Rashi doesn't say loy nehemis. Rashi says elamiskavan lahazik. The words of Rashi seem to be dependent on what the intent of the animal is. The animal is miskavan lahazik. That's those are the words of Rashi.
So Rashi's telling you that when he's not, if it's not something that's
orchei,
he obviously is
doing
it
because
it's miskavan lahazik.
But I could have echetin, so where it's not orchei, and it's miskavan lahanasa. If I have food made out of wax, fake food, so it's not orchei teeth wax. That's mechavan lahanasa. I mean, maybe it's even orchei to bite into it, but it's not in a henna. Okay, we'll put it aside for the time being. Let's move on in the Mishnah. B'med devar amurim b'shus ha-nizik, avu b'shus ha-rabim potter. We've discussed this many times. Shein v'regal ha-potter b'shus ha-rabim. But here, we have a chiddush. Im nehenis mishalem es mashe nehenis. This is a chiddush that the Gemara didn't go into yet, that if the animal has hanoi, even in the case where it's potter mikar adin, It's really Potter Altmazik, it has a Ptur. Because Shem Shusarabim is Potter. So really Altmazik, it has a solid Ptur. But Alts the Henist is a new Geder of Chiyuv that we're not familiar with yet. The fact that there's Hanah, so you have to pay for the Hanah. So this is on the Kuda that we're going to have to spend time on to understand why you pay Rashi Nehenis, and let's wait a minute, we'll come back to it. Let's finish the Mishnah. If the animal eats in the middle of the street, Shein pays Mashi Nehenis, as we just said, but it's Potter from Dmei Hezek. Mitzidei HaRachava Mishalei Mashi Hezika. If it eats from the sides of the street, it pays a full payment, Mishalem es Mashi Hezika. So this is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. If it eats mitzidei harachava from the sides of the street, you pay mashenehenis. So we had tzidei harachava in previous mesechtas. There's an idea of a simta. Every street is a place, a thoroughfare, where you can pass through. You're not allowed to put things in the middle of the street. Tzidei harachava is what we call the simta. Areas on the side. Where the halachi is, anybody's allowed to put kalim down there. It's a kind of dalanamis to put kalim. And you can put Paris down there. There you have a right to keep things. So v'nitz mitzidei harachava, so now you chayiv. Mishalem es ma shehizika. Why do you pay ma shehizika? So we're going to have here a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi, mitzidei harachava, mitzidei harachayiv, mishalem es ma shehizika, Rashi says, kedin keren tam chatzi nezek. Umud nezek shalom. Rashi learns that eating from the tzidei rachava, the animal's walking down the middle of the street, and it turns its head and it eats fruit from the front of a fruit store on the side. So Rashi says that's keren. Why is it keren? It's eating fruit. It's eating what it always eats. So why, if it eats from tzidei rachava, why is it keren? Does anyone understand? That vice toys that the food itself, mitzad the food itself, it's normal. But what's mishuna? The fact that it's turning its head and eating from the side of the street. That maisa of being mazir panel and eating from the side of the street is mishuna. So that shinoi turns it into keren. That shinoi turns it into keren, even though it's mechavin for what? It's mechavin lahanasa, no? What's it? It's mechavin lahanasa, no? It's walking down the street, and there's a fruit stand on the side, so it seems animals don't normally, I don't know why animals don't do this all the time. If I would think about an animal, I think animals do this all the time, but it seems animals don't do it. And it did a mishuna dika thing, it turned its head, it ate from the stand on the side of the street. So at Rashi, that's Karen. But it's not mechavin lahazik. It's mechavin lahanasa. No?
The shinui is the animal walking in the earth, close enough.
The shinui is where the animal is walking. Is that the shinui? Why is it a shinui? Even if an animal walks b'shus hanizik, it's not called a shinui. Animals walk wherever they're allowed to walk. Right? If an animal walks into my b'shus and eats, that's not carrying the chain. Right? If your animal comes into my backyard and eats, that's not carrying that chain. So if I say the animal walks anywhere, that it seems it walks. But to walk down the street and turn its head and eat off the side of the street, that was saying is mishona. And it's Karen. It's a state in Rashi. Now here Rashi seems to be saying that it could be Karen even if you're mechavin lahanasa. Even though the animal is not mechavim lahazik, it's mechavim for its hanoa, but hayais, it's mishuna, even if it's mechavim lahanasa, that still would still be keren, no? Not like Rashi in the Gemara that I showed you before. Before I showed you Rashi, the Gemara says, oh, mechavim lahazik. The Gemara Rashi there said that when it's ksus and kalim, the only reason it's Karen is because mechavim lahazik. And here Rashi says it can be mechabel anasa, and it's still keren because it turned its head and ate in an unusual way. So Rashi has said you don't need mechabel
mahasik. Why does Rashi
need to say that? If it didn't move, it
nezek shalim.
Kidin keren tam.
Chatzin nezek. Umuid. He's just really saying that you didn't tam. And then stop right there.
Well, if it's a mu'ud, of course it's a nezek shalim.
That's it. What I need is a mu'ud. There's no case for mu'ud.
If it does it all the time. I have an animal that every time it walks down the street, it turns its head and eats off the stand. So it's a mu'ud. But every mishunah in the min, if it does it three times, becomes a mu'ud. Every bi'ita, revitza, negicha, right, that's every keren. Every keren is mishunah. If it does it three times, it becomes a mu'ud. The Torah says if you do a double mishunah. Well, that's the din of mu'ud. The din of mu'ud akarchach, if it does it three times. All right, so from Rashi, it sounds like, at least at first glance, that Rashi holds, it could be mechavah lahana and still be keren. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. So we have a bit of a steer in the two Rashis. Like Susan Kalim, Rashi somehow says you have to be mechavah lahazik. And here, by Ochla Metzideh Rechava, Rashi says that mechavah lahana is also considered to be keren. Now, Tosis argues with Rashi. If you didn't see the Tosis yet, it's because the Tosis is a Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, Tosis Dibur Hamaskil Uvim Azeres, Nira Lari, towards the end of it, a little past halfway in Tosis. Tosis there says, Nira Lari, Tzidei Rechava Chashivi Chotzer Hanizik. The sides of the street, where people are allowed to put things. And as a matter of fact, we had in Gittin that if a woman's standing in a simta, the tzidei rishus surround me, you throw a get within dalet amis of her, she's kind. Because not only are you allowed to stand, but you're kind of your dalet amis where you're standing. So the Ri says, tzidei rechava chashiyu chatzar anizik. Shekolechad yeshe rishus laniach pei roysov kenega pesach beisai b'tzidei rechava. So therefore what? Well, the Rav HaFilu Bokim Sheyachol Lechol B'chizor Choshev Chatzar HaNizik V'chayev Es Nezik Shalom Mitam Shein. So Tosis is learning Pshad in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. Not like Rashi. Rashi learns that it's Kerek. Rashi learns Ochla Metzideh Rechava is Kerek. Tosis says no. Tosis says that it's Shein. I have it Shein, why you Chayev? So Tosin Oyachayiv, because Tzidei Rechava have a din of Rishus HaNizik, and Shein is Chayiv Rishus HaNizik. So it comes out of Machlokes Rashi and Tosis, if you pay Chatzin Nezek, or Nezek Shalom. Rashi holds that you pay Chatzin Nezek, because Rashi holds that Ochel Mitzidei Rechava, the Mishnah says, Mishalem Es Mashe Zika, it means Karen. And Tosis holds no. Taisus holds Ochel Metzideh Rechava is shame. It's just shame b'chatzar anizik, and b'meilas mishalim nezik shalim. So what's more pashit? What's in the kudas hamachlokes here between Rashi and Taisus? B'mat pligi. Well, what's more pashit? Ochel Metzideh Rechava should be shame, or it should be karen? Huh? What's it telling you? What's Ochel Metzideh? It's going down the street. It turns its head and it eats. So which mahalach is the more pasha to mahalach? Tais instead of Shein. Because it's v'schavin lahanasa. It's v'schavin lahanasa. So I guess the pasha to pshat would be that it's Shein. So Rashi needs a hezden. So why is Rashi holding its keren? So why does Rashi hold its Karen? Okay, L'chaira, this Machlaikis Rashi and Taisvis has a Shaychis to a Machlaikis Rashi and Taisvis that we had numerous times here in the Masechta. It would be nice to try to collect all the times we had it. If I had a word search, we could do it. But at least three or four places that we had it would have a shaitis. And we'll take a look in a minute at the Rosh and the Mishnah, and it's also Shaykh. The first time we had the following Shaykh, it was on Daf Gimel. On Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, by Tinfa Peiris Lahana Asa. The Gemara in Daf Gimel Amid Aleph had a case, which the Gemara called Tinfa Peiris, a dirty Peiris, Lahana Asa, a dirty Peiris for its Anah. So there was a Machlaikis there, and the Rishainim, what Taich Tinfa Peiris Lahana Asa? Okay, Rabbeinu Chananel there on the side, and I believe the Rambam teached Tinfa Peiris Lanasa means Pashit, that it let out its waste, it urinated on Peiris, standing on the street. Tinfa Peiris Lanasa meant that it urinated on Peiris. And since it's a Hanoa for it to let out its waste, that's shame. And therefore, Tinfa Peiris Lanasa. Taisus, the Rabbi Shita, the Rabbeinu Chananel Shita clearly, was Rabbeinu Chananel said that that's shame. Tinfa Peiris Lanasa is shame. Rashi learned differently. How did Rashi learn Tinfa Peiris? Rashi learned this Galgala, the Peiris. It was hot. And to cool off, it rolled itself in Peiris. And Rashi learned that that's shame. If it rolls, just like if an animal scratches its back on the wall, that's shame. If the animal rolls in Peiris, it's also shame. Rashi held, and Rashi said so beferish later, that Tinfa Peiris, Rabbeinu Chananel's Tinfa Peiris, is Keren, it's Mishunah. That Tinfa Peiris, for the animal to let out its waste onto Peiris, that's Keren. So we were trying to understand Rashi. Why is it Mishunah? It's Mishunah for an animal to be matal, to let out waste. It does it all the time. Animal doesn't care where it is. Wherever it is, it's Matanif. So what's the pshat? So there, we suggested for the first time the idea that Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel could be arguing in the following nidah. If an animal is in a matziv, which is mishunah, it's in a situation which is mishunah. But once it's in the situation, what it does is normal. We could clare, do we call that a dover mishunah? Because the situation is mishunah? Or do we say, no, we're only going to look at the maisa hezek. The maisa hezek is normal. If you take an animal and you stand it over Peiris, the animal doesn't care where it's matl rei, or where it's matl merad lying. The animal is going to do it. It'll do it wherever it is. Just, it's mishunah for an animal to be standing over Peiris. What's it standing over Peiris? So the matziv, we said, is a mishunah dika matziv. But the maisa hezek is itself normal. Rashi learns that that's called keren. Because Rashi looks at the matziv, the entire matziv ha'inyan, and Rashi therefore calls it keren. And Rabbeinu Chananel, and we'll call it Taisa Shita, holds that that's shame. Because Takanei Chetim says Mishonah. But once it's there, the Maisa Hezek, that you want to be Machai of him, it's a normal Maisa Hezek. And therefore it's Chai. So it would seem to fit here to say the same Machlaikis. For the animal to turn its head for some reason is mishunah. For the animal to turn its head to tzidei rishus harabim is not normal. Animals were trained to walk down the street. The animals were trained that when they went in the street, they walked down the street from the beginning of the street to the end of the street. So for it to turn its head to tzidei rishus harabim was apparently mishunah. Once it turns its head and it sees Peiris, eating Peiris is normal. Eating Peiris is a normal thing. If you would stand the animal up facing the Peiris, of course it would eat the Peiris. So it would seem that this is Yenem Achloikis. Rashi again, Lishitosa. Rashi holds that we're not dan on the Guf HaMaisa itself. We're dan on the whole Echetimsa, the whole case. And since the animal's turning its head is a Dover Mishunah, even though the eating is normal, so we give it a Shem Keren. Mashenkei Taisus, Tosfos holds that we look at the Maaseh Hezek itself. Taka for the animal to turn its head was Meshuvah, but once it turned its head, it's normal, and it ate normally. So Memela, that's going to be, Tosfos holds that'll be Shem. The Chayra, these two Machlokesim, Shtim, one with the other, and the whole Nidai seems to fit to be these two ways of learning. Now, these two Mahalchim, now we're calling Rashi and Tosfos, the Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Or Sameach, in Hilchos Niskei Mamon, in Perek Beis, Halacha Tes, brings as a Machlokes in a few other cases. I don't believe the Or Sameach brings our Mishnah. L'chayra, our Mishnah stems with the whole Mahalach. And he says that that's the Machlokes in a few other cases that we had. First case he's going on is the case of Tarnagol, Sheishita Raisha, Klisluchis. We had the chicken that got its head stuck in a bottle. And then it was Tekea Bekoil. It let out a sound that shattered the bottle. Let out a sound that shattered the bottle. So the Gemara says that it's Chayiv Nezek Shalom. So the Gemara asked Hamishunahu, but it's strange for the animal. The Gemara didn't say what's strange. The Gemara said Hamishunahu, Ayitz Mishunah. And the Gemara said, what did the Gemara say? That there was food in the bottle. And because there was food in the bottle, it said, it's not Mishunah. So we had there also two ways to learn the Gemara. What does it mean, Hamishunahu? What's Mishunah? If you learn Pashup Shat in the Gemara, that it's Mishunah to get its head stuck in a bottle. So then you have to declare, once chickens get their head stuck in the bottle, is it normal for it to scream? So you remember we declared about this. If once an animal has its head stuck in the bottle, is it normal for it to be tekeabakal? Or not? If you hold Hamishunah, who was only sticking its head in the bottle, and the tekeh b'koil is normal, so then you understand, okay, there it's not shein, there it's regal. It's a normal thing. But it's not called keren once it's stuck its head in normally. Now, if you hold that screaming is abnormal, there's the other way to learn that a tekeh is abnormal. Bamet toli. What's a toli? And if you're going to learn that once it sticks its head in to call to scream, to be tekeh as normal. So why is it? The Gemara says klar, if there's no food in the bottle, animal sticks its head in the bottle and it's tekeh, mishunahu, it's keren. Why is it mishunah? Could learn two ways. You could learn it's mishunah to get its head stuck in a bottle and the screaming is normal. Or you could learn that the screaming is mishunah. According to Rashi, if sticking its head in a bottle is not normal, so then even if screaming later is normal, that's still keren. Because even though the screaming is normal, being in this matzah, a chicken with a bottle over its head, that itself is abnormal. So Vayikra, Rashi would hold that even if a bird screaming when its head is in a bottle is normal, it's still keren, because sticking its head into a bottle is keren. Tosfos or Ben Chanan would hold that it doesn't matter if sticking in its head is mishur. It depends if being tekeya is normal. If screaming is normal, then it's regel. And if screaming is not normal, then it's not regel. L'chayra, this machlokes would seem vaita to be tolui. In this machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, or Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel in these few places, and Rashi would seem to learn that it's enough mishunahu, that it's mishunah to stick its head into the bottle. L'chayra, that's what comes out from the Or Sameach. Now there is a problem Rashi and your Tesamer Aleph said beferish that ain't darker litzkaya bekli. Rashi held it's not normal for it to scream in a keli, which doesn't seem to shtim. I have a bit of a problem with the Rashi, but could be Rashi saying we'll see ha'emes. But our kaponim, even if it was normal for it to be tekeya in the bottle, if it's abnormal to get its head stuck in the bottle, that would be the that would be enough to make it into keren l'shitas Rashi. So this is the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi and Ben Hananel. So we have three cases. The fourth case, fourth and fifth, are brought here in the Rush. The Rush on our Mishnah, which the Rush we learned, matter of fact, we learned inside by the Sugya of Kalba Dachla Imra. The Rush basically is going on a case where a dog attacked a live sheep, killed the sheep, and ate the basar. So Vaita, we have a Machlekes Rishayim. The Rush holds, let's start the other way, the Rabbeinu Hananel holds, the Rambam holds, that it's Chati Nezek, because it's not normal for a Kelev to attack a live sheep. Klavim don't attack live sheep. So therefore, it's not normal to attack a live sheep. It's a, the whole thing is Karen. The Rush says no. The Rush says killing the animal, that's Karen. The amount the animal went down in value when the caliph killed the animal, that's Karen. But when it ate the basar afterwards, that's shame. Because Klavim always eat a nevela. So that was Vaita, Machlekes Rishayim here in the Rush. Why, what's the Teretz Taka on the Rush's time? The Rush's timing, very good. It says killing the animal is Karen. But eating it afterwards, that's normal. So the other Rishayim will hold like Rashi, that even though eating it is normal, but the whole Hechetimtza is Mishon. To kill it and eat it, being put into that matzah where it kills the animal and then continues on to eat it, that's a davar mishonah. So because the matzah is mishonah, you see, once the kevis is dead, it's not mishonah. But here also, once the animal turns its head to tzide rechava, it's not mishonah to eat. But getting into that mess of getting its head in a bottle or getting itself standing over peiris or turning its head, that makes whatever follows to also be mishonah, to also be carried. So Vaita, so like Rashi Shita, the whole Kalba Da'achle Imra, it kills the Keves and it eats it, that's all Keren. Masha'en Ken, if you hold like the Rabbeinu Hananel, if you hold like Tosfos, and the Rush apparently holds that way, that even though getting into the situation is Mishona, but the Maisa is a Maisa Hezek of Hanah, so then it'll be Shem. So this is the fourth case that's totally in this. And the fifth case is also in the second here for the Rosh. There the Rosh is quoting a Rashi Beferish. Rosh on our Mishnah. The Rosh there brings from Rashi that if an animal is locked into a building where it's not normal for it to dig itself out. And the animal digs itself out and then eats Peiris. The Rush brings from Rashi that that's Karen. And the Rush says, that's not true. Digging itself out is Karen. But once the animal digs its way out and it eats, that's Shein. So Vaita, Rashi is L'shitasa. Rashi holds that if the animal gets itself into a Mishunadika Matziv, whatever follows is Karen. This says until the Bailam come. Once the Bailam come, and then it's always carried, then he has to take care of the animal. But it digs itself out of the Bailam put it in a good room that normal animals don't get out of, and it digs its way out. Whatever it eats is all part of carrying the Shitas Rashi. And that's a Rashi. That's not, we're just saying it's totally a Rashi. The Rush brings from Rashi later. So that Rashi and this Rashi stem very nicely. It's very similar. The animal digs its way out and then it eats. Or the animal turns its head and then it eats. Either way, getting yourself into the matziv makes whatever follows to be mishum. So this is the Yosemeyas, Shtikul Torah, that there are these two ways to learn. And we're saying that it stems with our Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos as well. And the Chayre, there's no, I don't know if there's any other way, I don't know any other way to learn Rashi, why eating Peris, it's eating normal Peris, it's eating Rechava, why you should hold that it's Karen, unless you have the Shtikl Taira, that once it sticks its head as Mishona, so the eating already also has a din of Mishona. This is the Chayre, the way to understand these five Machlokesim. We have five Machlokes. So what?
Here
it's, we're talking with Napacham. We're saying it's not normal to break out. You're talking about a case where it's normal to break out. If you lose in a place where it's normal to break out, that's what we're talking about. So it's not normal to break out. So we have these five cases that are Tali Zebizeh. When you get to the bottom of the Yamid, the Psaira, Vaita will have a Machlokes. You'll notice there's a Machlokes Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi. The bottom word of the page, the Psaira, Machlokes Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi, what's Taich? It's klar that it's Vaita, sixth case, I think it's klar. It's the sixth case of exactly the same Machlokes. Mamish, it fits in beautifully. It's klar that's Rashi Shita. Okay, so this, what I said till now, I think is very clear. These machlaiksim are any one, you could be mefakfik on certain cases, but basically that this is Rashi's mahalach. I just like to think out loud, getting back to what I asked the steer in the two Rashis. Rashi in the Gemara says that ochlok susa kelim has to be kavana lahazik. It has to be kavana lahazik. If it's kavana fahanah, it seems from Rashi that if an animal is mechavan lahanaasa to eat sus v'kelim, that would be shame. That's what seems from the Gemara. So I asked you, if so, tzidei harachava, how could it be karen? It's not mechavan lahazik. It's mechavan lahanah. The way we're learning now, the reason Sidei Rechava is Keren has nothing to do with the eating. It has to do with the turning of the head. The getting itself in this situation is Mishonah. What makes it Keren is getting itself into the situation. Whatever follows is Taka normal. But Rashi has this Chiddush from the Mishnah, that Ochlam Mitzidei Rechava is a case of Karen, because it got itself into such a situation. So it could be that's different. When the animal got itself into a situation, everything that follows is Karen. We don't care what follows. What follows is the Mechavan Lahazik, Mechavan Lahanah. Rashi Shita is getting yourself into that matziv is itself Karen. Rashi, the Gemara, is talking, but the animal's in a normal situation. And it bites into ksus v'kelim. So there, it could be, it's mechavan lahanah, it's taka, and achinami, mechavan lahanah is shame. When Rashi says here, that you could have a case of mechavan lahanah, that's keren, it's because we're labeling it keren, not because of the maisa achilah. Not because of the maisa hezek. We're labeling it keren because it got itself into such a situation. That's what gives it the label of keren. So taka doesn't matter when it ultimately eats if it's mechavan lahazik. If Rashi holds of this chiddush that getting yourself into such a situation makes it karen, so that's enough to make it karen. So at any rate, this appears to be shitas Rashi, and still left hanging is a little to understand why Rashi the svara in Rashi, why that should make it karen. But so we'll leave that for now. But at least we have a havana of the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, which stems with the way we've been learning Rashi Shita in the past. that makes it into Karen. Okay, the Mishnah ends. We Pesach Achanos Mishalemes Mashenehenes. The Toich Achanos, that's easy. Mishalemes Mashenehenes. He sticks his head into the store. So Pesach Achanos is not Sidei HaRachava, apparently, right? Pesach Achanos, the door of the store, is not the same as Sidei HaRachava. Why isn't it the same? What? Everyone goes there. The doorway, according to Tysis, is good. Tysis said Sidei HaRachava is a place you're allowed to put things down. Since you're allowed to put things there, it has a din of Rishus HaNizik. Stum the doorway, you can't put things down. So then it's very good that that's not Rishus HaNizik, that's Rishus HaRab. According to Rashi, I guess, I don't know, it was normal. You're going into a store, I guess you parked your animal. They had a place to chain your animal there, to tie up your animal. And therefore it's normal, so that's Pshat in the Mishnah. So then I'm not sure what the Chiddush of this last case is. What's the Chiddush in Pesach Achanos, Mishalmas Mashanenes, Teich Achanos? The Teich Achanos is not a Chiddush. So Chiddush must be in Pesach Achanos. Right? I'm not sure. In which case? You don't see that from the Reisha. You don't see that from the. Okay. Maybe that's good for the Chiddush that you might have thought Sidei means even Pesach Achanos. So he has to tell you that Pesach Achanos is not included in Sidei.
Maybe it's you're able to be away of having Pesach,
but not Sidei. Pesach Achanos.
Maybe
that protrudes
somehow.
Yeah. I would like the other way to say that. The Pesach is always near the Tzidei, and maybe the Chiddush is that that doesn't have a din of Tzidei, because that's not a place you're allowed to put Kalim down. Alright, Mishalemes Mashenehenes, we have to understand what it means, Mishalemes Mashenehenes. Why should I have to pay for having Hanor? Now, obviously, this is connected to the sugya of Zenehene v'Zelay Chaser, which is the sugya of Davchafam and Beis, which it's a show we're going to spend time on. But before we even get to that sugya and the Lamdis, just we have to understand Pashit. If I have Hanah, is that a reason that I should pay? Because I have benefit from something that's yours, is that itself a reason for me to pay for it? Difficult to understand such a thing. Because I have benefit that I should pay. It's a little hard to understand. Why? You don't pay. What do you mean? I mean, if someone pays my house, paints my house, and I have a benefit, and he has a hezek, so I have to pay. He gave me something. He gave me something, so I have to pay. So Mishalemes Mashenehenes here, he gave me something. So I'm paying because he gave me. Because I understand. The way you're explaining it, we have a concept that you have to pay for Hanor, a new concept. And if so, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. You pay for the Hanor. So that means there's nothing to being a mazik. That's to do with having anah. If someone paints my house, so also I'm a nana. What happens if somebody comes to my animal and sticks food down my animal's throat? He feeds my animal. So it'll be the same thing. I'm not a mazik. He stuck food down my animal's throat. I'm not a mazik. I'm just a nehenna. But if you learn that Nehenna is a Siba to be Mechayiv me, because I have a no, that's a reason that I should be chayiv, then that's a new time to be chayiv, so then I'm chayiv. It's one way to understand. What? Where's the Torah saying
part?
Oh, so then you would learn that I'm not a mazik. In dinei mazik, I'm potter. Be a b'steyacher, shein is only chayiv. There's a parsha in the Torah called mazik. It's mazik, I'm totally potter b'shusarab. I do have to pay, because there's this new chiyuv called nehena, which we're going to have to understand. This is no chiyuv that if I'm nehena from something, I have a financial benefit from it. It doesn't mean nehena that I feel good. It means I have a benefit, a financial benefit from it. If I have a financial benefit, I have to pay for it. So it's a new type of hischaivus. It's not a mazik dikadin. It's a new chiyuv that the Torah created. What would be the din if this was a behemishal hegdish? And on that hegdish that's mazik is potter. Let's say it's a behemishal hegdish and it eats the peiros. Does hegdish pay mashinahenis? We have a rule that hegdish is potter al mazik. But if we're going to learn this way, there's a new geder called the chiyuv of nehena. It's a new parsha of chiyuvim. We're going to have to spend time to understand what this new geder of nehena is. But if there's such a geder of nehena that's chayiv, so then hegdish will also be chayiv. Well, mayit hegdish from shareyayu, lo shel hegdish. But
you can't get enough from hegdish, so then it's iser that comes, you can pay mamon anyways.
No, if hegdish has anah, so it pays. Right? Hegdish pays. The Mishnah says if someone works for hegdish, if someone sweeps the floor and paints the building, they get paid. So then there'd be a chiyuv. So the ktsais, simin shin tzadik aleph, sif katan bay, is a very short ktsais. The ktsais just says the following words. He says that even though a mazik pays idias, you all know that if someone is mazik, when he pays from karka, he has to pay idias, he has to pay the best karka. But a bal chayv, if you owe someone money, what's the din? What do you pay a bal chayv? Minat Torah, a bal chayv pays iburis. And the Rabbanah made a takana that people should want to lend people money. So Chazal made a takana that a bal chayv pays from beinins. Zok tiktzais, when the Mishnah says mishalemes mashenahenis, you don't pay idias. You're not a mazik. You don't pay idias. What you pay, what would you pay? It's a little tricky. Normal bachai pays beinonis. Normal bachai pays beinonis. This is a funny kind of bachai. Huh? Because here, you can't say, I'll make a takana shalai timel delas. That if I don't let him get beinonis, he's not going to lend money, because this didn't come from lending money. So the Ketzai says, it's totally in that shaila, is this type of Balchayv gets Beinonis, it's a light plug, or is he gets Ziburis, because Balchayv Be'etzem is supposed to get Ziburis. So whether it's Ziburis or Beinonis is not Negeami at the moment, but the Ik and the Kud of the Ketzais is that it's not Idis. That means the Ketzais is learning Mishalemes Mashenehenes the way we say. He's learning Mishalemes Mashenehenes is a halacha that it's not a din mazik. You're not chayiv because you're a mazik. You're not a mazik. Be a b'steyacher, you're potter b'shusarabin. As mazik, you're totally potter. Your chayiv tashlumin is because of a new chayiv. The chayiv is created by your hanah, which I'll say again, we have to understand why if I have hanah, I have to pay for it. But there's a new chayiv that if I have hanah, I have to pay. And that's shot in this din of Mishalemes Mashenehenes. That's the shita of the Ketzais Achash. Your Sameach, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, you should look at the paragraph that Dibra Maschul Ulechaira. He wants to be titled this in the Machloikis Rami Barchama and Rava. That Gemara, you'll look at our Sameach, the Gemara is the last few lines of Chaf Amud Aleph and the first few lines of Chaf Amud Beis. The bottom of the Yamid, the last few lines and top the first five lines. And he suggests that that's totally in the Machlekes in the Gemara. If Mishalemes Meshenehen, this is a Mazik Tikadin. He says that's Rav Ashita. Or Mishalemes Meshenehen, this is a Nuchayv. He says that's Rami Barchama. So that Nakudim Yitz Hashem will still come back to tomorrow. And then we'll hope to start the Gemara as well.